I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. And a week after the attacks in Paris, another hostage crisis. The one today happened in Bamako, the capital of Mali in West Africa. It's over now, but earlier in the day, armed men stormed the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bamako, where a lot of Westerners stay. The attackers reportedly were shouting, "God is great," in Arabic. The precise death toll has been hard to verify, but authorities say at least 27 people were killed. It's not clear if that includes any of the gunmen. At one point, the militants held more than 170 people hostage on the top floors of the Radisson. Earlier today, I spoke with reporter Ramata Djaoure in Bamako. He told me the siege started early.
It all starts quite early in the morning at around 7 in Bamako, when some people with weapons came in a car in front of the named Radisson Blue. What we have heard is that they first entered the hotel using the guns, and they directly went to the seventh floor. All the troubles began here.
The crisis lasted several hours until Malian security forces stormed the building. Afterwards, one of the hotel guests spoke to reporters.
I heard gunshots very early in the morning. I thought it was firecrackers and didn't realize it was a hostage situation. I left to go to the hotel restaurant, and then I saw that there was a lot of smoke, so I returned to my room. At one stage, the Malian forces came to get us. They knocked on our doors and evacuated us in small groups via the stairs.
Security forces apparently went from room to room checking for additional casualties. Mali was a French colony, and France has stationed troops there in recent years to battle an Islamist insurgency in the north of Mali. So I asked reporter Ramata Djaoure whether authorities in Bamako are seeing a link to last Friday's attacks in Paris.
Nobody, even in the police or in the military or even in foreign people living in Mali, are talking about a link between the Paris attack and the Bamako attack.
No linkage to Paris, and Djaoure says this hostage-taking at the Radisson did not surprise a lot of residents in Bamako.
Not really. A lot of people know that Bamako is not really what you can call a secure city. And we have groups that can do attacks. It is not really, really surprising.
That's reporter Ramata Djaoure in Bamako early today.